This is the Real BS Show, .com. Anybody that wants I had a couple of requests that wanted to see our archives or whatever, all our shows.
Yeah.
I said, you just go to www.therealbsshow.com, and there you go.
Yeah, you don't even need to go to the www.
There's
dot
probably
anymore.
Probably 150 shows on there.
Oh, yeah. You can go to therealbsshow.com. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to check the archives, there's how you do it.
Yeah. There's a lot of shows on there. Even here back in our tin can era, when we were tin cans, you know?
Yeah. You know. With a string between them.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the old days.
Yeah, before COVID even. We were doing this for a while. Even before that, we were on the radio. And still
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we still occasionally get on the radio. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's getting... we got to do the weather report, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it rains, and then it gets hot, and then it gets sunshiny, and then it rains again.
Yep, there you go.
That's kind of the way it always is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Kind of sounds like springtime.
Well, it's going to rain. Well, it already did rain today. It's going to rain again.
I'm never prepared for spring. It's like, you know, bring a coat or not bring a coat, and usually I forget to bring a coat, you know?
Well, that's how you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You forget your coat, it's going to rain like crazy.
That's right. You know, I don't have an umbrella. Every time I ever get an umbrella, I forget where I put it. So
yeah, I kind of give up on those myself.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those things. Even in the military, men are not allowed to have umbrellas, but women are. What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I have to write to Trump and see if he can fix that.
Yeah, darn it. But no one should have umbrellas. There you go.
Yeah, right.
If I have to suffer, you have to suffer. But anywho.
Well, one rule for everybody. You allowed umbrellas or not, one or the other. Umbrella, that'd make a nice weapon.
Yeah, that's true. You can even scare a horse with it, you know? Pop it open, boom, the horse is freaked out. You know, that's what they should have had back in the days, you know, with horses.
I don't blame them.
Charging at you, just pop an umbrella. No problem.
Yeah, so what are we going to do today? Let's play some old music.
Yeah, older. Yeah, I won't call it old.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is good stuff. You know, this is stuff that's still relevant. They still play it on the radio.
Well,
you know, it's still
popular. I don't think I've listened to a radio, and I can't tell you how long.
Yeah, same here.
That and TV, I haven't watched either one of them.
Yeah, I usually will listen to a stream or something, you know, and especially like when I'm doing dishes or chores or something, I'm listening to like a podcast, or I have my own music list, you know. It's honestly how I find new music sometimes. Just sometimes you have to go on a little adventure and there's some new bands out there, or there's bands that you never heard of and they're playing music and it's like, holy cow, they have more than just their hits.
Every night I fall asleep listening to baseball.
Yeah.
And I much don't care who wins or loses, but I find a good announcer that's not too full of himself.
Yeah.
But in between each inning, you got commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
And commercials. Holy catfish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez. And the crap they, commercialize, it's just, oh, come on. You know, who buys this crap?
On my phone, I have Attaway, so I don't hear commercials too often or see them. It's the same thing on a computer. I use my computer mostly. I have what's called uBlock Origin. And it blocks all the ads. You don't see ads on YouTube. You don't see the ads anywhere.
So when there's an ad on, what do you see?
Nothing.
Just sits there and says, we're in a commercial break?
Nope, skips it.
So
The YouTube video just goes straight through.
Oh, the YouTube video.
Yeah,
okay.
So that or on websites, I don't see ads on them.
I'm talking SiriusXM.
I don't
know. Just blasted with commercials.
I don't use that. So that's kind of a weird thing to me is because Sirius Radio started because they didn't have commercials on them, and you paid for that to not have commercials, and that funded the whole thing. But now that there's less people on Sirius, they have to have commercials too. Which,
well, they sure do.
Yeah,
they keep advertising themselves.
Yeah.
I said, well, this is stupid. I'm listening to SiriusXM. Why are you advertising to me?
Right. Well, I think that's because people have Sirius on their cars and they don't have a paid subscription. So they put the ad out because you only have a certain amount of time that you can listen to SiriusXM before it requests a subscription. So it prompts that. That's why they're doing that. They're trying to bring in new. But it, honestly, to tell you the truth, not many people are using Sirius Radio anymore. Heck, FM radio, AM radio, they're all down in listeners. It's the sad reality. Most people are just streaming their own music through Spotify or, you know, other Pandora. There's other music apps.
I think YouTube's making a killing.
They are. Yeah. I mean,
I think it's like 10 bucks a month to take all the ads out.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, you don't even have to do that. You can use an ad blocker and it just solves the problem. And you can even do sponsor blocking where, you know, they do have a sponsor on the video or whatever. There's even a plugin that you can add or extension that blocks them talking about that sponsor. And so there's a lot of ways around. So you just get the content. You don't have to get advertised.
Well, let's do some non-commercial music.
Yeah.
See what that does.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
There's a letter for you.
Yeah.
That was a one-hit wonder, too.
Yeah.
Box Tops.
Yeah.
It didn't last but a year or two.
Yeah, you can just think, what if they did, they had kept on going? What would their music been like? Because that was early.
That guy that's singing now, he's driving a fork truck up at the Ford Motor Company in Detroit. shoot, he's probably singing to the boys.
Yeah.
Well, that's an important job, driving a fork truck.
Everybody's got to do something.
Move stuff around.
Yeah. You think about all the sewage workers that work in the sewage and how important they are. If we didn't have them, how bad things would have been, would be right now. You know, we'd have, dysentery and all these other diseases, typhoid.
It's all automated now, so the guys don't have to touch much.
But, you know, you think about that, how much that helps save us, you know. We'd have a lot more disease if we didn't have proper sewage. You know, you can go to countries right now that they don't, and they have all these diseases, you know, that we don't have much anymore. Very rare, you know. But there's a band you knew about back in the 60s, you know.
Who's that? Oh, Procol Harum?
Yeah.
We used to do a lot of their music.
Oh, yeah?
Whiter Shade of Pale, and I can't remember some of the other ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of good songs that you mentioned. You were like, oh, yeah, that one there and this one there. I was like, I knew the few of their songs, but I didn't know all of them. You know, this is kind of a foreign one to me.
They were a big deal back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
Then they disappeared. It's like everybody else. Huh. We all come and go.
You know, it's like, you know, you wonder sometimes what happened to some of these bands and what route they went down. You know, like, they were from England. I guess Oh, they reunited in 1991. They were active until for 10 years, 67 to 77. And then they were from 91 to 2022.
Wow, they had some rent to pay and stuff like that. Make a few bucks. And
Broker, he died in 2022. So basically...
Who was that?
I think he was the lead singer. I'm trying to look here. They were... members. So Broker, he was the vocals and piano. Yeah. And he was on all the releases, every single one of them. Yeah. He passed away in 2022. Keith Reed died in 2023. And Fisher, he's still alive. And then there's Wilson. He passed away in 1990. So yeah, it looks like they've been... They have a lot of band members that were in a band. Jeez, there's additional members. Then they have this timeline on here online. You can look up and show when they were all in there together. It's just interesting things, you know, what kind of led up to them like, okay, we had enough and we're going to do our own thing, you know?
Well, everybody wears out.
Yeah.
They get to fighting amongst themselves, too, a lot.
Yeah.
Then one band doesn't like the other band.
Right.
You know, Paul McCartney doesn't like Ginger Baker.
Right.
You know, it just nonstop.
Right.
I hear Pete Townsend cutting up all kinds of bands and guitar players. Well, Pete Townsend, to me, I couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
He was no big deal.
Very, very different, odd person, that's for sure.
Yeah, same way with, like, Rolling Stones. I could have lived without them completely. I mean, I didn't like anything they did.
Yeah, yeah, they always, it's kind of shocking, they're still touring, you know?
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. They're still playing the same songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't see them releasing too much music. They can ride on those laurels, I guess, you know? They put some hits out that people liked.
Hey, people keep coming, buying tickets. What the heck? Might as well cash in.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of bands that I didn't, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I didn't like them.
Yeah, they're different.
In a studio, they could make some nice music, but out in a live, it was terrible.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Like at Woodstock. What the heck am I listening to?
It's the same thing with Neil Young. You know, I'll give Neil Young, he's kind of like, you know, Bob Dylan's a great writer, great songwriter and musician, but singing, not so much.
Yeah,
Same with Neil Young. He's not really that, in my opinion, a good singer, but he's a good songwriter, you know?
Well, they classified him as one of the best guitar players. He was terrible.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
He didn't play nothing. He played junk.
Yeah, he's not really that good.
I mean, you know, some of them songs are two chords all the way through.
Right.
I mean, geez. Down by the River. Yeah. Holy smokes. Jeez. Oh, yeah. But, hey, whatever brings in the dollars, that's what counts.
Yeah.
It's not the band members that are making the decisions. It's the big shots in the offices up there.
It always reminds me that there's some bands out there that were really technical, really crafty musicians, and they never got famous, and they were always, like, kind of back behind the scenes, were just amazing artists, but... People didn't like it, you know. They liked their, I guess.
There was people like who was that one guy? Frank Zappa.
Yeah, yeah.
He seemed like just the weirdest, way outest, craziest musician.
Very talented musician, though.
Yeah, but the thing about him was no drugs, no alcohol, I mean, he was very, very dead set against all that, you know. Yeah. And he
just naturally nuts.
Well, he criticized a lot of other bands for being nut jobs and alcoholics and, you know, drug addicts. And
yeah, he was pretty straight-laced. You know?
You'd never guess that by looking at him or hearing their music, you know. You'd seem like, oof, where's he coming from?
Yeah.
But you just never know. I mean, like Jim Morrison, so many people hated him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was totally, totally gone. I mean, just a crazy nut job.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't like him either.
He was kind of bohemian in a lot of ways he lived, you know, and I think that...
I don't know what that means,
Kind of like, you know, like the Beats, the, you know, the Beatniks, you remember them before the hippies? The Beatniks were, he was kind of more like a beatnik instead of a hippie, in my opinion.
That's, he was just an alcoholic nut job. Yeah. Period.
Yeah. That's a period. That's more common than people realize.
How he made it to 27, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, him and even Janis Joplin didn't like him.
Yeah.
She hated him.
I heard he was difficult in the studios. I heard that about, he was very difficult to record with, and
he's just difficult to be around, period. Yeah. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth.
And then you get like people like Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. You know, I know people, some people don't like the Beach Boys, but that's okay. You can, I just respect their music, you know. But he, Brian Wilson is a great writer, but he lost his mind.
Well, he fell in the water and drowned.
Yeah, yeah.
Off the back of his boat.
Yeah. It's just, that's a crazy story how his the whole thing went with him. It's just,
well, he got hooked up with Charlie Manson.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it didn't take him long to figure out. He said, oh, this guy's nuts. I've got to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had to just leave his house and lock it up and wait for Charlie and his crew to move out and not come back.
You know,
it was, he tried to get him, Charlie Manson, a recording contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't work.
I heard some of Charlie Manson's music, and honestly, he wasn't a bad writer. Just sucked at singing guitar. He had a decent voice, but,
well, the Beach Boys took one of his songs and redid it.
Yeah,
and they gave him no credit, nothing. I didn't
know that.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but it was Charlie Manson's song, and they just souped it up. And,
huh.
But they didn't give him any credit whatsoever, and Charlie blew a cork.
Huh.
He was upset with him.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Yeah. It was no big deal. It was nothing.
Right.
But, okay, well, let's play some more oldie schmoldy stuff.
All right.
Sick day, we
burns the mast and rowed from ship to shore. The captain cried, we sailors wept, our tears were tears of joy. Company.
like some angel's haloed brow. Eureka of purity, I see your arm, the plated breast, has long since lost its sheen. And in your death mask face, there are no signs which can be seen. Oh, I hope for something to find. I could see no place to unwind. Conquistador of vulture sits upon your silver sheen. And in your rusty scabbard now, sand has taken sea. And though your jewel encrusted blade has not been plundered, still the sea has washed across your face and taken of its fill. Pay my respect, though I came to jeer at you, I leave now with regret. And as the gloom begins to fall, I see there is no only on. Though you came with soul held high, you did not come here only die. Thank you.
BS show on a rainy Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey, today's May 1st.
May 1st.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going by fast.
The year's already almost half gone, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, summer's goes quick. It goes quicker than I realize sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just glad the weather's warmer out. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just tired of that cold. But what else have we got? We got something from an old favorite of mine was Johnny Rivers.
Yeah, yeah.
That was way back when.
He's a talented guy, right? You know, I mean.
I don't know what ever happened to him. He just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably passed away, you know. It's like one of those ones.
You think he's dead?
I have a feeling.
He's dead, yeah.
He's 82 years old and looked like he's still alive. Wow.
He's 82?
82 years old.
Wow.
And is he still performing? No, he stopped performing in 2023.
23?
Yeah, 2020.
Smokes.
But he did his farewell tour in 2019, and his last live performance was July 2023 in Los Angeles.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a talented guy.
He
didn't hear any big major, I don't know, he wasn't a big druggie or
no.
alcoholic or anything. Maybe that's why he's 83.
Right. He was told to change his name to Johnny Rivers. He originally was John Henry Ramistella. Wow. Yeah.
In Spanish, that means river.
Yeah. Italian. Yeah, that's interesting. Oh. I didn't even know he was an Italian. That's interesting. You know, usually you don't. I mean, there's. Oh, he did. He Russell wrote Abraham, John, Martin, and John, and then the novelty song Snoopy and the Red Baron. He wrote that song. I didn't know that. So he did the Snoopy. The Peanuts.
Quite versatile guy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's crazy. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs that are written by other people.
Yeah.
And it'd be surprising to see them all. I mean, just how many.
This is like the kind of thing, it's like, you know, you see that in like Snoopy and the Red Baron. I grew up as a kid listening to stuff like that, you know, on Saturday morning. And just kind of you know, interesting. He also wrote a lot of Christmas songs. Baby Come Back. That's interesting. I don't know. Just different things he did that we never even...
Wow, he is still doing shows in 2023.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That was 2 years ago, so he was 80 years old.
Holy smokes.
I mean, most people when they're 80...
They had to wheel him out in a wheelchair or something.
Right, right.
Or a walker or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hope he lasts another 10, 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he looks like he recorded with quite a few people, too. That's another interesting thing, is seeing how many people they recorded with back in the day.
Sure, they all shared. But then they get to fighting with each other, and right. Boom, that was the end of it.
Right.
So there was a lot of... Kind of like marriages, you know. They start out fine, and then all of a sudden they go south.
Right, right,
that's
right.
That's the end of it. Boom.
Right, right.
And yeah. Same way with bands.
Oh, he was on American Bandstand, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Interesting. Yeah. It's,
I think Dick Clark must be dead by now.
Oh, he has to be, yeah. I would say Dick Clark is, he's been passed away for, 2012. I remember that, because they changed the parade... the New Year's celebration thing, they now call it Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. And they kept that name. Did they call him the America's oldest teenager or something like that? That's
He was nice to everybody, it seemed like.
Yeah.
He didn't have a harsh word for anybody.
Yeah. Doesn't sound very teenagerish, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, you know? But...
Well, he knew where his bread and butter was, so
yeah,
well, just be nice to everybody, yeah.
Clean shaved, you know, not long haircut, you know, just, you know, all American boy.
He used to ask them guys some pretty stupid questions.
Oh, yeah.
Interview the bands.
Yeah.
Jefferson Airplane and all these different bands. And he'd ask such stupid questions, they didn't know what to say.
Well, at a certain point, you know, when you're doing that many interviews and... Like, really, do you see the same artist all the time? He probably didn't even listen to their music, so he doesn't, you know. It's kind of like you're talking to an author and you don't even read their books. I've seen interviews like that, you know. People don't even, like, dig into the person before they do the interview, and it's like, ugh. Yeah, this is horrible.
Yeah, well, he had a good thing going.
Right.
I don't know, for a long time. So, anyways, let's play, let's listen to some... What was that guy? Oh, Johnny Rivers.
Johnny Rivers, yeah. Well, you almost said Johnny Lake.
Johnny Lake.
Johnny Creek.
That's when he gets older, he gets fatter. He turned from a creek to a lake, from a river to a lake. shoot.
Baby, little Johnny Pond.
And don't make fun of him. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. He probably kicked my butt, you know?
Yeah. Who knows?
You got to watch out for the undertow, you know?
Yeah, he's, I don't know. He probably lives up in a woods someplace on a nice ranch or something.
Probably.
Yeah, so, okay, let's take it away with Johnny Rivers.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Having you to keep.
'cause lately I've been losing sleep. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Every night I call your name, sometimes I wonder, girl, will I ever be the same? When you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call, 'cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. From her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee. Tell me how much you missed me when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That
rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. This world can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
BS show. I had a lot of records by him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Columbia Record Club kept sending them to me.
They came like a river then, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't stop them.
Yeah. That must have been a lot harder to cancel your subscription back then than it is now, you know?
Well, there was no online stuff.
No, you had to mail it back in and be like...
Yeah, what a mess.
Yeah. Now, you know, there's record stores. You just go buy the album, but they probably were more expensive, weren't they? Well, it probably was overall the mail-in records were probably more expensive, weren't they?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. They probably were.
I did that before with CDs. I think it might have been Columbia Records even sending me CDs. You'd sign up and pay only this much. And then after a while, I was like, whoa, I'm paying more for this than actually just getting the CDs directly from the record store. I mean, you know, you go to... At any record store, they had them all everywhere. Now they're kind of dead. You don't see them anymore. There's not many.
Yeah, in a $5 bucket.
I don't think anyone's buying CDs anymore.
Yeah.
Vinyls are upticked, though. People are buying vinyls left and right.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually...
Not me.
No, I think... I could be wrong on this. I'm not going to look it up, but you can. People can. I think vinyls are outselling CDs, right, to be honest. Because everyone's buying everything online now. They're listening to it online. They're not even buying music.
Look at all the crap you got to have to play them. You got to have a turntable, and you got to have a preamp and an amplifier and speakers.
They now sell vinyl players that tie into Bluetooth. So people are doing that. Yeah. It's getting crazy. It's kind of interesting times that people are switching.
I got a little Bluetooth speaker for my phone, and boy, it works nice. It sounds nice. The ball games sound really nice and clear. And just everything sounds much better. You can hear everything real clear.
Is it one of those portable ones you can carry around?
Yeah, it's a real small thing. You wouldn't think. And So holy cow.
Yeah, the technology is getting crazy. I have a sound bar that if I turn it all the way up, it's hurting my ears. And it's only about maybe, I don't know, what, a foot wide, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, holy, how can they pack that in there? I don't know. You know?
All right. Well, let's, I don't know. What do you want to do? Oh, let's do some more Johnny. Let's do some more Johnny Rivers.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
He needs some due diligence.
What do you call it? Nostalgic for me?
Yeah. That's a good thing.
And of course, the show ain't for me. It's for everybody else. But
this part
still,
of it. It's part of it's like your history, your story kind of, you know, carries through the music you listened to as a teen. And so I think that's important to share, you know?
Yeah.
And other people might have the same times that these songs might bring back those times.
Well, Johnny Rivers wasn't no drugged out alcoholic or anything like that. He was pretty straightforward.
Right.
He did, like you say, he had his hand in a lot of stuff that you'd never guess.
I didn't even know it until today.
What was that thing? Red Baron or something?
Yeah. Snoopy and the Red Baron. And then he was also involved in other artists recording with them and record companies. I just didn't know all that. There's a lot of things about him that I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Doing it.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, baby. That you find a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret.
Gone the telephone, just me and you. lights down low, and we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying to the music. No one else in the whole wide world, just you. Just flow together when the lights are low. Shadows dancing all across the wall. Music's playing so soft and slow. Rest of the world so far away and small. When we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow
I tell a joke or two. Although I may be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Girl acting like I'm having fun. Although she may be cute, she's just a substitute. Girl, you're the permanent one. I'll take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. Now look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Outside, I'm masquerading. Inside, my hope is fading. I'm
just a clown. Since you put me down, my smile is my makeup. I wear since my breakup with you. Baby, baby, take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. The tracks of my tears. Baby, 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 take a good hard look at this face. My smile looks out of place. Look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
Baby, baby. There we go.
That's Johnny Rivers. Well, we might as well finish the day with him.
Yeah.
He had a pile of hits. I didn't realize there was that many.
Yeah, we couldn't include them all. We'd be here for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Huh. It's a summer rain day. I think we're going to get some more rain, don't you think?
Weather, I guess, man? All that clean living must have helped him because he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still kicking. 82, yeah. You know? Oof. I can't imagine playing to 80 years old. That has to be like, I mean, geez.
Weird.
I mean, I'm sure there's people that do it, you know.
Another 5 years, I'll find out.
You're probably
still alive.
You're going to be playing till you're 90, Bill.
Oh, I don't know.
And then you're like 90, I'm going to go sit on the beach.
Nobody's going to want to hear us.
Yeah, there's women that dance to your stuff, trust me.
I don't know. I have to get a couple of youngsters to haul the equipment around.
There you go. Yeah. Get some handyman out there, you know.
Yeah. Buy him an ice cream cone or something.
Yeah, that's a Joe Biden move.
Yeah, right. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
You're no kidding.
Yeah.
You watch, he'll be tipping over here one of these days pretty soon.
Everyone has a time and moment, I guess, right?
But he's overdue. But, okay, well, you saved the best Johnny Rivers song for last?
No, I wouldn't know if it's the best. I can't make that judgment. I just found this one kind of ironic. You know, we're going, it's not summer yet, but it's spring rains. But this is summer rains. So it's kind of like, you know, it's a rainy song. And I thought, why not just put this at the end and just kind of go into the rain and stop being so about the rain. I don't like the rain anymore. I used to be okay with it, but now it's like, I hate it.
Yeah, I just wish it'd rain a little bit, not a lot.
Yeah.
Not torrential downpour, yeah. Lightning strikes all over the place.
Oh, there was some of those lightning strikes that were hitting. They were rocking the whole house when I was at home the one day, and I was just, through everything.
They're nasty.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wish they could figure out how to harness that. You know, there's a lot of electricity there.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, get on that.
Yeah. Whew, boy. But anyways, okay, well, let's say goodbye to everybody. Say goodbye, Seth.
See you later.
And you all take care of yourself. Be nice to each other. There's no reason not to, really. And stay healthy. You know, you are what you eat, so eat right. You know, think about what you're eating.
Yes.
And just be happy, you know.
Yeah.
No stress. Get rid of all your stress.
Find some joy.
Yeah.
There's joy in the world.
Be happy, you know.
Make joy.
I enjoy just sitting on the porch listening to the rain on the roof.
Yeah, and the crickets.
Oh, man. Just something about crickets. Those things keep you awake.
Yeah.
The peepers or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Little teeny weeny frogs. And, man, you get a couple thousand of those going at once.
You mean like the tree frogs?
Well, the tree frogs are even louder, but they don't. They take turns.
Yeah.
So right now it's the peepers. So
I don't think we want to translate what they're saying.
No,
we don't want to know.
They're having a big
biologists know
town hall meeting or something.
Yeah. If you know, you know what they're talking about. But we will not discuss it. That's not PG.
Yeah. Well, they're just faking it.
Yeah. It's kind of like Marvin Gaye. You know, some of the songs he would sing. That's what the frogs are singing. You know,
I don't know him.
Let's get it on.
I think he's dead too, probably.
Yeah, his father killed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one.
Yeah, it was kind of a messed up situation.
His dad killed him?
Yeah. Huh.
Now bring me in, what, I can take
a,
you out.
What a Debbie Downer I had to bring up. He's dead.
Jeez. Yeah, forget Marvin Gaye. We
we're summer rain. We're picturing the summers as a nice drizzle rain, nice cooling off. You know, it's been a hot day. You're out in the sun all day. And the rain just brings the comfort of the day ending in a nice day. Not what happened to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about that, so forget him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it, and we'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Here we go.